May 19th, the evening. Jesus says, "This is the punishment for your human pride. You have wanted too much, and thus lose even what I had granted for you to have. The works of human genius and ingenuity, my gifts, of which you are so proud, turn to dust to remind you that I alone am eternal, I alone am God, I alone am I. But what is mine remains. Neither man nor the devil can destroy it. No attacks, no wile, is capable of destroying what I made, and what shall be, ever the same, as long as I will it, the sea, the sky, the stars, the mountains, the flowers on the hills, and the green forests. The former are inviolable, like myself, the latter rise again from every fleeting death inflicted upon them by man, as I rose from the brief death man dealt out to me. And the plants slashed, and the grass crushed by war, shall live again as I made them the first day. Your works shall not. The works of art shall not. The churches and domes, the palaces and monuments you prided yourselves on made over centuries and perishing in an instant for your punishment shall never live again. And the works of progress come crumbling down, along with your foolish pride believing itself to be a god, just because it invented them, and they turn against you, increasing destruction and pain. But my creation remains, and remains more beautiful, because in its immutability, which no device can scratch, it speaks even more forcefully of me. Everything that is yours collapses. But remember, poor man, that it is better for you to remain without anything, while having me, than to live amidst the heights of art and progress, after having lost me. One thing alone is necessary for man, the kingdom of the Spirit, where I am, the kingdom of God.